平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次，寻求主的话、主的心意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek Lord's word and His will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美、感谢、归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
谢谢你给我们，纪念你爱子在十字架上、在地上。所成就工作的机会。
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to remember the accomplished work of your beloved Son on earth.
你借着你爱子所成就的是何等的荣耀，是何等的丰富，是何等叫我们需要你开启的。
And what you have accomplished through your beloved Son is so glorious, so rich, and that you have to reveal to us.
我们需要你赐给智慧和启示的灵。
We need you to grant us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们需要你向我们显现，向我们说话。
We need you to reveal yourself to us and speak to us.
你知道说话的、翻译的、听话的都十分有限。
You know how limited are the ones who speak, the one who translate and those who hear.
我们也常常不知道我们需要什么样的话。
And we often do not know what kind of words we need.
我们求你从宝座把你的话倾倒下来。
We do pray that you pour down your words from your throne.
我们再次求告我们主耶稣基督的宝血来遮盖我们这个地方，遮盖我们每一位。
Once again, we do pray that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus covers this place and cover each one of us.
我们也求主那无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
And also pray that unlimited Holy Spirit fills us.
让说话的、翻译的、听话的。都被那宝座无限量的圣灵来充满。
So the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen can be filled with the Holy Spirit from the throne.
叫我们能够得着你第一手赐给我们的话。
So we can receive the first-hand words from you.
叫我们今天可以带着你的话回去。
So we can return with your words.
也带着你丰盛的同在。
And also with the abundance of your presence.
也带着你在我们生命中成全的工作。
And with the accomplished work that you've done on our lives.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scriptures.
先看启示录第二十二章。
Let's look at Book of Revelation chapter 22.
这几处的圣经是宣告的话。
And those are the proclamations.
二十二章第七节。
Chapter 22, verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is thirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
再请看启示录第十四章。第一到第五节。
Please look at Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 through 5.
我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
And I looked, and lo, a lamp stood on the Mount Zion, and with him an 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的，好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And they sang as they were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子归于神和羔羊。
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in their mouth was found no guilt, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
在这段话我们请特别注意，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
Please pay attention to they follow the lamb wheresoever he goes.
这里有一个羔羊的脚踪，还有一个跟随羔羊的脚踪。
Here is the footsteps of the lamb and also those the steps who follow the lamb.
而这结果是他们成为从人间买来粗俗的果子归于神。
And the result is that they redeem from among men being the first fruits unto God.
我们都要面见主的再来。
We will all face the coming back of the Lord.
但不是每一个人在主再来的时候都是成熟的。
But not each one of us are mature when the Lord comes back.
但这里有一批人是在主再来的时候他成熟了。
But there's a group of people here that they are mature when our Lord comes back.
所以今天是我们达到成熟的一个过程中。
So today is the process which we become mature.
所以跟随羔羊是成熟的一个必要条件。
Therefore, following the lamb is the must process in order to become mature.
我们再看约翰福音第一章29节。
Let's look at Gospel Book of John, chapter 1, verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
就是讲到羔羊赎罪的脚踪。
That talks about the atonement steps of the Lamb.
我们再看第一章35-37节。
And let's take a look at chapter 1, verse 35-37.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Again the next day after John stood and the two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And the two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus.
这是羔羊的脚踪是可以跟随的部分。
That is the part that which the steps of the lamb can be followed.
我们再看约翰福音第一章18节。
Then look at John chapter 1 verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten son which is in the bosom of the father, he has declared him.
这里讲到羔羊的脚踪是把父神把神显明出来。
It talks about the footsteps of the Lamb is to manifest our Heavenly Father.
也就是羔羊在到哪里，父神的显现同样在哪里。
Wherever the Lamb is, so is the manifestation of the Father.
这是羔羊脚踪的一个很特殊、很特别的部分。
That's a very special part of the steps of the Lamb.
另外，我们再看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at the Book of Philippians, chapter 2.
我们可以看第五节一直到十一节。
Let's read from verse 5 through 11.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who being in the form of God, saw it not robbery to be equal with God.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and give him a name which is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
这里一面讲到羔羊的脚中是先降卑后升高。
Here talks about the footsteps of the lamb is first being humble and then later being exalted.
那他背后有一个羔羊的心思。
And behind that, there is the mind of the lamb.
就是第五节说，你们当以基督耶稣的心，其实是心思，以他的心思作为我们的心思。
That is what verse 5 says, have the mind of Christ being in you.
所以他的心思是怎样的一个心思呢？
So what is his mind?
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Him being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
他不抢的。
He does not rob.
反倒虚己，就是倒空自己。
But he has made of himself of no reputation, which is to empty himself.
所以羔羊的心思是倒空，他原来有的丰富。
So the mind of Christ, mind of lamb is to empty the riches he has.
而且呢，他取了奴仆的形象，他愿意成为神的仆人。
And he took upon himself the form of a servant. He's willing to become the servant of God.
就自己降卑，就是降低。
And he humbled himself, that is to lower himself.
存心顺服，他带来地位上的见证。
To become obedient, which is the testimony of a position.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And it's the death of the cross.
他不爱惜自己的魂。
He does not like his own soul.
他愿意顺服神，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He's willing to obey God unto death and even the death of the cross.
他的升高不是自己升高，是神将他升高。
It's not that he exalts himself, but it's God himself exalts him.
啊，这跟地上的思想完全不同。
It's completely different from the thoughts in the world.
是神将他升高。
God has highly exalted him.
而且升为至高。
And highly exalted.
保罗鼓励我们说，要以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
Paul encourages us to have the mind of Christ in us.
如果我们有羔羊的心思，我们对于羔羊的脚中就容易明白。
If we have the mind of the lamb, then we are able to understand the footsteps of the lamb.
如果我们的心思不是羔羊的心思，不是基督耶稣的心思。
If our mind is not the mind of the lamb, not the mind of Christ.
我们对于羔羊的脚中就充满了疑惑。
Then we will be so confused and in doubt with the footsteps of the lamb.
我们再看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12 of John.
十二章二十六节。
Chapter 12, verse 26.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my father honor.
这是主耶稣他在上十字架之前告诉我们服侍他的原则。
This is the principle of service that Lord has told us before he went on the cross.
先跟随他才服侍他。
First is following him, then is to serve him.
啊，他在哪里，服侍他人也在哪里。
Wherever he is, so are those who serve him.
所以如果我们不会跟随他，比较严重的状态就是我们其实也不会服侍他。
If we do not know how to follow him, and a serious condition is that we also do not know how to serve.
而且如果我们是服侍神的话， 服侍主的话，天父都尊，连都尊重我们。
And if we serve the Lord, that even Father honors us.
我们再看约翰福音二十一章。
So let's look at John chapter 21.
十八节。
Verse 18.
一直到二十二节。
Through 22.
我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候，自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest wherever you would. And when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou wouldst not.
耶稣说这话，是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说的这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
This speaking signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he has spoken this, he says unto him, follow me.
彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒。
Then Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrays thee?
彼得看见他，就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？
Peter sees him, says to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do?
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
Jesus says unto him, If I will he that tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me.
这里提醒我，主告诉彼得，跟随他跟随主到一个地步，到他年老的时候，他是照神的安排，不是照他自己的偏好。
Here reminds me that Peter following Jesus to the point that when he became old, it's according to God's arrangement, not his own arrangement.
就是彼得的意志会降服在主的意志上面。
That is the mind of Peter shall be obedience under the Lord's mind.
另外呢，彼得关心约翰会怎样。
And also Peter cares about what happens to John.
主对他说呢，我要他等到我来的时候呢，与你何干？就是你不要管他，你只要跟随我就好。
And Lord told him that, what if I want him tarry till I come? What does it have to do with you? That means that you don't have to care about him. You just follow me.
所以跟随主，跟随羔羊，是每一个人个别的功课。
So to follow the Lord and follow the Lamb is each one's individual lesson.
你不管别人跟的好不好，你都要跟随主。
Regardless of how well others follow, but you have to follow.
不是别人跟得不好，我也跟得不好。
It's not that when others do not follow, then so I don't follow as well.
我如果要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？
If I would like him to wait till I come, then what does it have to do with you?
也就是主在每一个跟随他的人身上，有他特别的那个带领。
So Lord has his special guidance on each one of us who follow him.
但对我们来讲，重要的是真正的跟随他。
So for us, the most important thing is to truly follow him.
好，那我们再来继续思想一下这个羔羊的脚踪。
So let's continue to think about the footsteps of the lamb.
从神永远的旨意来看。
When we look at from the eternal purpose of God.
羔羊，神的羔羊来到地上，他其实是要把神的帐幕支搭在人间。
When the Lamb of God comes to earth, he would like to make the tabernacle of God among men.
这也就是新天新地，他建造新耶路撒冷的工作。
That is the work of him building the new Jerusalem, which is new heaven and new earth.
那另外一方面呢，他要为他自己预备心腹。
On the other hand, he would like to prepare a bride for himself.
所以娶心腹的是新郎。
So it's the groom who have the bride.
这是很特别的，新郎来到地上预备他自己的幸福。
It's so special that a groom comes to earth to prepare his own bride.
这好像是主在创造亚当之后，在创造夏娃的翻版。
That is like how God has created Adam and later created Eve.
另外呢, 他来呢,
and he came to cleanse the temple of God. At the same time, building up the body of Christ.
那另外一面呢, 他就是把神的国不但在天上,
and also, he would like to have the Kingdom of God to not only be in heaven but also be on earth.
那这个是从神永远的旨意来看。
And that is based on the eternal purpose of God.
那另外一面呢, 羔羊来呢, 他是要把神表明出来。
And also that when the Lamb comes, he would like to manifest God.
把天父表明出来。
To reveal Heavenly Father.
啊, 从来没有人见过神。
No one has seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子。 将他表明出来,
but the only begotten Son, which is in Father in the bosom of the Father, has manifested him.
因为他将神表明出来, 所以他说话背后是因为神在说话。
Because he has declared Father, therefore whatever he says is coming from Father.
他有工作是因为神在做工。
He has his work to do because God is working.
所以这背后呢, 一定有一个他跟神的特殊的关系。
So there should be a very special relationship behind all these.
所以我试着在约翰福音里面去发现。
Therefore, I'm trying to discover all these in Gospel Book of John.
我的发现可许不完全, 但是我觉得可以一个参考。
My discovery might not be complete, but can be examples.
主耶稣神的羔羊在地上的所有的生活。
All the life our Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God on earth.
他背后呢, 有神。 许多暗中的工作,
there are a lot of hidden works of God.
所以呢, 约翰福音用了许多的词, 是值得我们稍微注意一下。
Therefore, Gospel Book of John has used many special phrases which we can pay attention.
第一个词就是差遣。
First is to send.
或者是神差遣他, 或者是父差遣他。
God sent him or Father sent him.
在约翰福音, 他这一讲直接讲到跟神跟父差遣有关系的，大约有20次。
It was mentioned about 20 times whether God or Father had sent him.
所以他要做什么，他要去哪里，有差遣在后头。
So there's the sending behind wherever he goes and whatever he would like to do.
我们看到的只是他那个最后的结果，但是他告诉我说后面有差遣。
What we saw was the final result, but behind all these were the sending.
所以他跟天父, 他跟神之间有一个被差遣的关系, 他是神差遣他, 他是被差遣的人。
So there's the relationship between him and the Father about being sent by God, and he's the one being sent.
所以他倒空他自己。
Therefore he emptied himself.
他是与神同等, 但不强夺。
He's equal with God, but not taken this as something to be robbery with.
他本来可以自己决定要这样那样。
He could have made his own decisions, but he was being sent by God.
那另外一件,另外一个字就是劳碌。
And another one is to labor.
那个劳碌那个字呢,出现了三次。
And the word labor appears three times.
这三次想是父劳碌,就是父他在做事,父在劳碌做这些事。
It mentioned that father labor, that means father is working.
因为他知道父在劳碌做这些事。 所以他就跟着父所劳碌的，他去劳碌。
Because he knows father is laboring behind all these, therefore he just follows.
第三个词，赐给。
The third phrase, to give.
或者给予的意思。
To give.
他是万有的主宰。
He's the Lord of all.
而且父也将万有交在他手上。
And father also has given all things unto him.
但是在约翰福音，他告诉用了39次。 天父或者神赐给。
But in Gospel Book of John, the word giving from Father has been used 39 times.
所以这是他跟神之间有一个特殊的关系。
So that's a special relationship between him and God.
我们信主年日不管长或短, 但你总有机会经历神给你什么，神赐给你什么。
Regardless of how long we have believed the Lord, but there should be times we experience what Lord has given us.
约翰福音总共21章, 但用的是至少神赐给他什么什么什么什么赐给。关于就是从神那里来的, 我讲的这些都是从神从天父那里来的, 39次。
There are only 21 chapters of Gospel Book of John, but this word giving from Father has been used 39 times.
另外还有一个词就是降下，就从天上降下来那个降下。
And another phrase is descending from heaven.
用了11次。
Used 11 times.
所以他的源头告诉我们。 他现在做事说话或者什么什么，他的源头在哪？在天上，所以是降下来的。
So whatever he works, whatever he speaks, the source is coming from heaven.
他也告诉我们说，他也是可以升回去的。
And also it says he can also ascend up again.
所以呢，他是在地，但是又可以在天上。
So although he's on earth, but he can also be in heaven.
他那个升上去用了5次。
The phrase ascending was used 5 times.
那另外呢，讲到神的旨意或者父的旨意。
And also talks about the will of God or the will of Father.
用了7次。
Used 7 times.
所以他讲讲讲，他说神的旨意怎样，父的旨意怎样。
So he talks about what is the will of the Father, what is the will of God.
那另外提到父的荣耀，神的荣耀，提了11次。
And also mention about the glory of Father and glory of God 11 times.
所以他的说话形式是跟神的荣耀有关系的。
So he says and he works based on the glory of God.
所以他也知道这样的做，这样的说，能不能荣耀天父，能不能荣耀神。
So he knows whether whatever he says or how he does can whether that can glory Father and glorify God or not.
所以在他的心里面是求那从独一之神来的荣耀。
So in his heart, he seeks the glory coming from the only God.
因为他求从独一之神来的荣耀，所以每一次他有什么特别的事情一做出来的时候，人就会把荣耀归给神。Because
he seeks the glory coming from the only God, therefore whatever he does, then people is able to give glory to God.
因为他所有行动的动机是以神的荣耀为中心的。
For all of his motivation to do things is God-centered, and is centered on God's glory.
他不是想要做什么就做什么，他是想神荣耀，这个能不能荣耀神，神得不得荣耀。
It's not that he does whatever he wants, but he thinks about whether this thing can glorify God or not.
他也提到神定罪。
And also he talked about God condemns.
神定罪提到9次。
God condemns, it was mentioned about 9 times.
所以他如果对什么，他知道这个是被定罪的，他知道是神定罪。
If he knows something is being condemned, he knows it's condemned by God.
有时候我们比较困难就是神定罪，但是我们不觉得定罪。
Our difficulty is that God has condemned, but we don't feel so.
所以他有提到，他说这个定罪，什么是定罪的光，什么样光景是定罪的光景，他告诉我们。 这是神定罪。
And he also tells us what is the condition of being under condemnation, and he tells us that is condemned by God.
另外同时，他提到神的判断或者神的审判。
And also he talks about the judgment of God.
这个判断，他说，我若判断什么的话，其实是因为什么？是因为神判断了这样。
He says whatever I judge is because of the judgment of God.
所以他的判断不是根据他在地上收集资讯的判断。
So his judgment is not based on the information resources he has on earth.
他的判断是因为他神的判定在他里面已经清楚了。His
judgment is because the judgment of God is very clear in him.
所以这个判断或者这个审判用了11次。So
this phrase judgment has been used for 11 times.
然后呢，他讲到他的源头，他说是从神来，或者我不是出于自己。 或者我从神来的。
And he talks about the source is coming from the Father, it's not of himself.
说提到了12次。
And mentioned 12 times.
另外呢，他也提到，他不管在哪里有神的同在，他提到神的同在，神与他同在，提了3次。
And also he talks about that wherever he is, he has the presence of God, and he mentioned about the presence of God 3 times.
另外呢。 他表明他自己是神的儿子。
And also he revealed himself as the Son of God.
29次。
For 29 times.
我这些讲的次数可能不一定是 100% 准，但是怎么就大概是那个数字。
Those number of times I mentioned might not be 100% accurate, but might be approximate.
另外呢，他讲到神的行动，神的作为。
And he also talked about the work and the deeds of God.
13次。
13 times.
啊，另外呢，他在许多的这些情况里面，他就提到天父，天父，天父。
And in many circumstances, he mentioned about Heavenly Father.
115次。
115 times.
啊，另外他也提到说，父是在我里面，我也在父里面。
And he also mentioned that Father is in me, and I'm also in him.
各提了四次。
He mentioned 4 times.
啊，父在我里面提了四次，我在父里面提了四次。
He mentioned that Father is in me 4 times, and also I'm in Father 4 times.
然后呢，他又提到说，我常做。我就是我总是做他喜悦的事情。
And he also say, I do what Father is pleased.
所以他知道什么是神喜悦的。
So he knows what pleases Father.
所以他因为知道什么神喜悦，他总是做神所喜悦的。
Because he knows what pleases God, therefore whatever he does pleases him.
提了一次。
He mentioned one time.
然后他提到他从神那里看见东西。
And he also mentioned the things he sees from God.
看见神做工或看见神什么什么，看见他提了从神那里看见提了四次。
Such as he sees God's work or he sees certain things that he mentioned 4 times.
他提到他听见神说话。
And he also mentioned he heard God speaking.
提了七次。
7 times.
所以你发现这是主耶稣他里面的那些情况。
So that's how our Lord's inner condition is like.
啊，所以他无论到哪里呢，这些情况就在那里发生。
So regardless of where he went, those conditions happened.
所以因为他是这样的一个人。
Because he was someone like this.
他跟天父有这样一个关系。
And he had such relationship with the Father.
所以你会发现呢，那些遇见他的人的话，反应也很特别。
So you find that those who met him have very special reactions as well.
在第一章里面，这个。约翰他就提了那个首先遇见主的几个门徒。
And in first chapter, John has mentioned several disciples who first met the Lord.
约翰就是其中之一。啊，约翰跟安德烈，对。
John and Andrew were one of them.
那他们遇见主的时候，他们就问说：“主啊，啊，拉比，你在哪里住
？”And as soon as they met the Lord, they asked Rabbi, "Where lives thou?"
结果他们跟主耶稣就住了那个晚上。
And they lived together. They stayed together with the Lord for one night.
就住了一个晚上之后，他们里面就肯定他是弥赛亚。
And after they stayed with the Lord for one night, they were so assured that Lord was the Messiah.
我想这个不是用道理说服的。
I think this one was not being persuaded by knowledge.
他们那个晚上啊，我是没跟主耶稣这样子住过。我想那晚上住了之后啊，他一生难忘啊。
I think after they stay with the Lord for that one night, they could not forget for the rest of their lives.
我们一生的日子这么多哈，我要问大家一个问题：你有几个日子是一生难忘的
？We have so many days in our lives. Let me ask you, how many days is that you cannot forget for the rest of your life?
恐怕还没过多久都忘光光的。
You might already forgot just a few days later.
但是老约翰什么？他连当初是几点钟啊，什么他都记得。
But John even remembered what time that was.
我想这不是光一个好的记忆力可以做可以成就的。
I think it was not just being done by by a good experience, by a good memory.
主耶稣，他是从天上来，与众不同。
Because our Lord comes from heaven, he is so unique and different.
他与主耶稣一住一个晚上，就说我们确定他就是弥赛亚。
After he stayed one night with the Lord, then he said, "We're sure that he is the Messiah."
不但认识主耶稣是弥赛亚，是基督，而且怎么样说呢？他还会去拉人来认识基督。
Not only know that our Lord's Messiah is Christ, but he would like to drag other people to come to know Christ.
所以根本就不需要人家说，告诉他说，你要去拉人来。不，他们主动就会去把人拉到主面前去。
And there's no need for others to tell him to ask other people to come, but automatically he would like to ask others to come.
遇见神，遇见主， 会产生很特殊的情况出来。
Therefore, meet God, meet the Lord has a very special result.
啊，我们不需要在那里，好像用很办很多活动来推动这个事情。
We don't need to have a lot of activities to try to motivate something.
遇见的主就是不一样。
It's so different once we meet the Lord.
遇见这位在地如同在天的主，你整个人要翻过来。
Once we meet this Lord who's on earth as he is in heaven, then we shall be completely turned around.
然后呢，这个安德烈就把这个彼得找来了。
Then Andrew asked Peter to come.
我想彼得也，我想他也很惊讶。他来到主面前呢，然后主说：“你就是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”
I think when Peter came to the Lord, he was very surprised because Lord says that you are the son of John, you should be named Cephas.
彼得来到主面前，主告诉他是谁，然后呢，把他的名字改了。
When Peter came to the Lord, Lord told him who he was and changed his name.
呀，这都是很印象深刻的事情。
And those are with great impression.
然后呢，主就去遇见这个腓力。
And then Lord came to meet Philip.
然后腓力呢，他被主遇见之后呢，他就主动就去找拿但业。
And after Philip was being met by the Lord, he went to look for Nathanael.
然后他说什么？他说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。
And he said that we have found the one who Moses has written law and the prophets.
从来没有人见过神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has seen God, but the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom has declared him.
所以这些人一被主遇见之后，说啊，圣经讲的应验了。
So as soon as those people being met by the Lord, then they say everything's being fulfilled with what Bible says.
这是很宝贵的经历。
And that's such a precious experience.
然后呢，拿但业到主面前来。
Then Nathanael came before the Lord.
主就先向他讲话。
Then Lord spoke to him first.
这真是个以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
This is a true Israelite. Then there's no guilt within him.
拿但业这一头雾水啊，怎么会一来就跟我讲这些话呢？
For Nathanael was so confused that how come Lord told him all these?
那个拿但业就说，你从哪里知道我呢？
And Nathanael says, where do you know me?
啊，主说呢，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
And Lord says that before Philip called you, I already saw you under the fig tree.
这是提到有蒙光照蒙鉴察的经历。
That is talking about the experience of being enlightened and being searched.
你知道这个拿但业他一被这样的一讲，他说什么？他说你是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
So as soon as Nathanael being said those by the Lord, then he said, "You are the son of God. You are the king of Israel."
他被主耶稣从去见他，看到他心里面最深的东西。
He has been examining the depths of his heart.
这个看被主这样鉴察一下，光照一下。
So after being examined by the Lord and being enlightened by the Lord,
他知道主耶稣就是那个神的儿子。
And he knows Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
不但是神的儿子，他就是王，他是牧养我们的。
Not only the Son of God, but he is the King who shepherds us.
所以这些是被主遇见的人，那些特别的反应。
So those are the special reaction of those being met by the Lord.
所以我们知道，这羔羊的脚中，他对人是产生强大的震撼。
So we know the footsteps of the Lamb has a great impact upon people.
所以他说，他呢，他的生命是人的光。
So his life is the light of man.
他来呢，他使人重生。
He comes to let people be born again.
他来呢，把神的恩典和真理带进来。
And he comes to bring in the grace and truth of God.
他不但如此呢。
Not only that.
他呢，为了要我们能够用心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
In order for us to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth.
他要叫我们重生。
He would like us to be born again.
不但重生呢，而且什么，在我们里面产生一个活的井。
not only born again, but also all of us have a living well.
所以那个井呢，要怎么？它是水是自己涌出来的。
And for this well, this fountain, the water comes out by itself.
也就是让我们跟神有一个自然正常的关系。
That is so we have a natural and also normal relationship with God.
而且呢，他呢，这个，他说他也是，他来呢，他那个成为怎么讲说，成为我们的粮，成为我们生命的供应。
And also he said he comes become the provision of our lives, which is our bread.
然后呢，他来，他显明他是基督，他是神的儿子。
And he come to reveal that he is Christ, the Son of God.
那他不只是这样的,
Not only that,
他把我们都拯救回来。
He saves all of us.
好, 上次我们提到, 他怎样借着他所工作的证明他是基督, 他是神的儿子。
So last time we mentioned that through his work, he testified that he is Christ, the Son of God.
然后再到了约翰第十章,
And when it comes to John chapter 10,
他就告诉我们说, 他是好牧人。
He tells us that he's a good shepherd.
他好牧人不但是为羊舍命,
That a good shepherd does not only give up his life for a sheep,
啊, 他也认识我们,
and he also knows us.
他不但认识我们呢, 他说我另外有羊。
Not only he knows us, but he said, I have other sheep.
不是这圈里面的,
not from the same fold.
但是呢, 我必须去领他们。
But I have to guide them.
啊, 他们也听我的声音, 而且要合成一群, 归一个牧人。
And also they hear my voice, and they should become one unto one shepherd.
所以主他把不同羊圈的, 把它合成一群。
So our Lord takes those from different folds to become one.
这是叫我们知道说他要把一切的他所拯救的都带到父神的面前。
That is that he will take all of those who has saved to be together to Father.
所以如果我们都听他的话，我们自然会一起到神的面前。
So if we listen to him, then very naturally we all come before the Father.
他说我们听他的话，他就把我们合成一群。
He said if we listen to him, then he gathered us become one.
不在乎我们原来有多少的差异，但是他的声音，他的牧养，他的认识。
Regardless of how our differences were, but his voice, his shepherd, his guidance, all gather us in one.
啊, 这是他来地上要做成的工作。
And that is the work he would like to accomplish on earth.
不但是如此呢, 他这个在约翰福音十一章显明他是复活的主。
Not only that, but in chapter 11 of John, he shows that he's the Lord of resurrection.
他说复活在我, 生命在我。
He said that I'm resurrection, I'm life.
但是呢, 他提到说, 那个时候那个大祭司就预言。
And he also mentioned the high priest has prophesied.
预言要把他钉十字架, 预言他必须死。
To prophesy that he would be crucified and he would be put to death.
这是在这个约翰福音。 11章49到52节
That is mentioned in chapter 11 of John, verse 49 through 51.
内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他们说：“你们不知道什么。”
And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, say unto them, "You know nothing at all."
都不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，就是你们的益处。
Not consider that it's expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not.
他这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣要将要替这一国死。
And he speak not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation.
也不但替这一国死。 并要将神释放的子民都聚集归一。
And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad.
所以这里说明十字架的工作是把神的儿女不但是从罪里面拯救出来，要把神的儿女聚集归一。
So here talks about the work of Christ is not only to save God's children from sins, but also gather together in one.
归到耶稣基督的里面，也归到父神那里去。
to gather together in Christ Jesus and also gather together before Father. That's the purpose of the work of cross. The work of the cross is not just the redemption of sins. The work of cross is to put all of us originally could not be together, but the Lord gathered us in one.
所以主在十字架上, 拆毁了人和人之间,
so on the cross, Lord has already destroyed the separation wall between men.
在这个之前, 主先拆毁了我们跟神之间那个隔断的墙。
Before that, Lord first already taken down the separation wall between us and God.
所以祖先拆毁了我们跟神之间的那个切断的墙，现在呢又拆毁了人和人之间隔断的墙。
So first, Lord taken down the wall, the separation wall between us and God, and later He took down the separated wall between us and other men.
所以他可以将神四散的子民都聚集归一。
So He's able to gather all those scattered people in one.
这个不应该只是指着主再来的时候才发生。
This should not be just happen when Lord comes back.
这应该是在主再来之前，有至少有一批的圣徒能够在这个方面能够有充分的经历。
There should be a group of saints that before Lord's coming back have such experience.
如果我们在地上，我们比较现实来看。 如果我们在地上，我们都你争我夺，然后呢，都不能聚集归一，我想我们不可能会羡慕在天上在一起。If
while being on earth we still strive or argue or fight against one another, then I think we would not desire being together in heaven.
这是一个非常现实的问题。This
is such a practical issue.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，不管我喜欢不喜欢。You
like it or not.
如果我们在地上，我们在一起都不可能在一起。
If on earth, even when we are together, we cannot be being together.
我们不会寄望天上在一起。
And we cannot be desire to be together in heaven.
这是一个现实。
And that's a very practical issue.
这是一个生命的实际。
And that's also the reality of life.
但是主在十字架上所做的工作是什么？
But what is the work of the Lord done on the cross?
叫我们不可能在一起的人，把我们放在一起。
To gather us who cannot be together, but He put us together.
这是羔羊的工作,
That's the work of the Lamb.
在十字架上的工作,
the work of the, on the cross.
也是今天在教会里面的工作,
and so is the work of, upon church today.
我们如果跟随他, 我们就能聚集在一起,
if we follow Him, then we can be gathered together.
我们如果不跟随他, 我们就不可能在一起。
If we do not follow Him, then it's impossible for us to be together. That's a reality. If you do not think it's important, then you do not feel it's important whether we are together or not in the future. If it's important for us to be together in the future,
今天我们在一起，除掉我们在一起的障碍，是重要的。
Then, today, while being together, it's important for us to remove all the obstacles we have with one another.
主的话还不停在这里。
And Lord's words do not stop here.
在十二章。
In chapter 12.
十二章就有这个，有人来迎接主，把他，然后就是在我们看这个十二章十二节到十六节。
So from chapter 12, verse 12 to 16.
第二天有许多上来过节的人，听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷，就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，喊着说。
On the next day, much people were come to the feast. When they heard that Jesus coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried.
何善啊！ 奉主名来的以色列王是应当称颂的。Hosanna,
blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord.
耶稣得了一个驴驹，就骑上，如经上所记的，说。And
Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, and it is written.
锡安的民啊，不要惧怕，你的王骑着驴驹来。
Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king comes, sits on an ass colt.
这些事门徒起先不明白，等到耶稣得了荣耀以后，才想起这话是指着他写的，并且众人果然像他这样写的。
These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him.
这里讲到主耶稣被尊为王。
Here it talks about Lord being exalted as king.
这是讲他后来升高的这一部分。
And that talks about how he later was being ascended, exalted.
所以他拯救我们，不但是我们的救主。
So he saves us, not only our Savior.
他也在我们的心中，在我们的生命中做王。
And he is the king in our heart, in our lives.
但他在十字架上的工作呢，还有另外一面。
And there's another aspect of his work on the cross.
他在十字架上工作呢，在第十二章的三十一到三十三节。
And the work of him on the cross is from chapter 12. Verse 31 to 33.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, and shall draw all men unto me.
耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。
Then he said, signifying the death he shall die.
所以他在十字架上的工作，同时把这个世界的王赶出去。
So his work on the cross also cast out the prince of this world.
所以是对这个世界做更新的工作。
That is doing the renewing work of this world.
那今天如果主在我们身上做王。
So if today Lord is the king in our hearts,
这世界的王要在我们身上赶出去。
Then the prince of this world shall be cast out.
在启示录十二章。
In book of Revelation chapter 12.
有一批的圣徒。
There's a group of saints.
让主做王。
Let Lord be the king.
所以呢，他说，当那个男孩子出生的时候呢，撒旦从天上摔到地上。
So therefore, as soon as the boy was born, the Satan was being cast down from heaven.
所以主在十字架上的工作是产生整个宇宙的更新。
So the work of the Lord on the cross is result in the renewing of the universe.
如果我们跟随他，
If we follow him,
或在背起自己十字架跟随他的实际，
And live in the reality of paying up our own cross to follow him,
因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，
Because of the precious blood of the Lamb and the testimony,
就要胜过撒旦。
That will overcome Satan.
现在撒旦的总部在空中。
Now the central governing power of Satan is in the sky.
但是如果在神在教会中得到足够的器皿，
But if God in church has gained enough vessels,
神要借着这些器皿的得胜，能够让撒旦从他的空中总部呢摔下来。
Through the overcoming of all those vessels, that God will let Satan be fallen from his central governing point in heaven.
主在十字架上成就的那个决定性的战役。
The victorious battle our Lord has won on the cross.
主借着我们这些蒙恩得救的人，要做清理战场的工作。
That Lord, through us who are saved by grace, shall be clearing up the battlefield.
所以神对我们有重大的托付。
So God has a great entrustment to us.
神把我们召聚在他里面。
God has gathered us in him.
我们需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
知道他现在在做什么。
To know what he's doing now.
而且怎样能够跟随他。
And how we can follow him.
然后到约翰福音从十三章以后就讲到爱。
Then start from chapter 13 of John, it talks about love.
你发现很奇妙，主不管是讲生命的部分，不管在生命的这个部分，讲到光的部分，讲到爱的部分。
It's amazing whether the Lord talks about life, light or love.
主都不断地提到说，不是他自己，是父神。
Lord always talk about it's not of himself, but of Father.
那个这样的说法是重复的出现。
And he has repeatedly mentioned this.
只凭着自己不能做什么。
The son could do nothing by himself.
唯有看见父做什么，子才做什么。
Only saw what father did, then the son does.
这样方式的表现，这样方式的表达，在约翰福音里面不断的出现。
This kind of expression has showed up many times in Gospel Book of John.
所以你会发现，主他要我们跟随他的时候，他怎样，我们也怎样。
So you realize that when the Lord would like us to follow him, then whatever he does, then we should do.
什么基督徒是什么意思？
What does it mean by being a Christian?
基督徒不是一个宗教名称。
It's not a religious term.
基督徒换一个讲法就是基督人。
Christians are the, the people, the men of Christ.
所以是基督怎样，信基督也怎样。
So how Christ are, how Christ is, those who believe unto Christ should be the same.
所以它不是一个宗教名词。
So it's not just a religious term.
它是一个讲到说明一个属灵的实际。
It talks about a spiritual reality.
它说明一个跟神一个真正的关系。
It talks about a true relationship with God.
所以如果神的儿子羔羊，他的源头总部是在宝座。
So the Son of God, the Lamb, his governing center is the throne is in heaven.
基督徒的宝座也在神的宝座。
So the throne of Christians should also be where the throne of God is.
所以基督徒的源头就从宝座来。
So the source of Christians should come from the throne.
所以主在爱里面做了很多事情。
So Lord has done many things in love.
在十三章，约翰福音十三章，我们大家知道的洗脚。
You know, talk about chapter 13, John talks about washing the feet.
主帮门徒洗脚。
Lord washed his disciples' feet.
到洗到彼得的时候。
When it came to Peter's turn.
彼得说你不可以洗，你不可以洗。
Peter said that, please don't do it.
那主说，我一定要帮你洗。
And Lord says, I have to wash your feet.
他就说，我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
And Lord says, if I do not wash your feet, then you have nothing to do with me.
所以主帮门徒洗脚，就是要使门徒是跟主是在正常的关系，与主有份。
So Lord washed disciples' feet is in order that disciples' relationship with the Lord is normal.
那主也要求门徒彼此洗脚。
And Lord also asked disciples to wash one another's feet.
所以彼此洗脚什么意思呢？
So what does it mean with wash one another's feet?
如果主耶稣帮门徒洗脚，是叫门徒能够与主有份。
So if Lord Jesus washed disciples' feet, it's so that disciples have part with the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹之间彼此洗脚，什么意思呢？
So what does it mean when brothers and sisters wash one another's feet?
那应该是那个被洗的，帮那个洗脚的，就是洗脚的和被洗的，都与主一同有份。
That should be the one who washed the feet and the ones being washed shall together have part with the Lord.
这是主要我们跟他有个关系。
And that's the relationship the Lord would like us to have with him.
所以如果有弟兄姊妹帮助我们。
So if any brothers and sisters help us.
是叫我们跟主的关系更紧密的，还是跟主的关系更疏远的？
Is that so we become even more closer relationship with the Lord or we have become more distant with the Lord.
与主有份应该是跟主的关系更亲密。
To take part with the Lord should be that we have more intimate relationship with Lord.
所以他讲要彼此相爱。
So we talk about we should love one another.
相爱的结果不是离神更远，相爱的结果是与神更加的亲密。
The result of love one another is not to become more distant with God, but should become more intimate with God.
我早期曾经到过一个聚会。
In my earlier days, I went to a gathering.
弟兄姊妹的关系非常好。
Brothers and sisters have a very good relationship.
非常活动非常的多。
A lot of activities.
但是呢，大部分跟主的关系并不好。
But most of them do not have good relationship with the Lord.
所以如果我们只有跟弟兄姊妹的关系好，但是没有因为这跟弟兄姊妹的关系好而跟天父、跟主耶稣的关系能够建立的更紧密。这个关系在神看来不够。
If we only have a good relationship with brothers and sisters, but we do not have even closer relationship with the Lord, then this kind of relationship is not good in God's eyes.
彼此相爱，彼此洗脚，就是叫我们与基督有份。
To love one another and to wash each other's feet is so we can take part with Christ.
对神的旨意更加的渴慕，对跟随主能够更加的实际。
So we have even more desire with toward God's will, and also we can have more reality in following the Lord.
不但是如此，
彼此相爱的结果是叫我们一同可以到父那里去。
Not only that, the result of loving one another is that we can go to the Father.
不但到父那里去，而且在圣灵里面，父还主耶稣来与我们常常向我们显现，来与我们同住。
Not only go to the Father, but Father and Lord and Holy Spirit often reveals to us and also dwell together with us.
如果主常常向我们显现，主与我们同住。
If Lord often reveals Himself to us and He lives with us,
你就发现认识主耶稣、明白主耶稣并不困难。
Then you find that it's not hard to know the Lord, to meet more of Him.
如果主真的是与我们同住。
If Lord truly abides with us,
如果真的主住在教会里面，
if truly our Lord abides in church,
人来到教会当中，不管他是信主的还没有信主的，
when people come to the church, whether they believe or not believe,
他会被主遇见，
they will be met by the Lord,
他会被主光照，
and they will be enlightened by the Lord,
他会被主显明他的情况，
their inner thoughts should be revealed by the Lord,
他会知道他需要主，
and they will know that they need the Lord.
他知道这里有一批人是活在主同在的实际里面。
They will know that there's a group of people here live in the reality of in the presence of the Lord.
所以这个带进生命的成长。
So this brings into the growth of life.
能够结出新造生命的果子。
And bears the fruit of this new life.
不但结出新造生命的果子，而且能够成为见证。
And not only bear the fruit of this new created life, but also become a testimony.
所以我在读这个十三一直到十六哈，我就发现主一直反复讲到圣灵，讲到这些，其实就把我们带到那个与主同在，就是像主耶稣一样的那个实际里面。
So as I read from chapter 13 to 16, as I always mention about how the Holy Spirit is, that is to bring us into a reality of being together with the Lord.
神要我们每一个弟兄姊妹都被圣灵充满。
God would like each one of us to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
都经历天父与主耶稣真的来与我们同住。
To experience that Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus truly abide with us.
我们也真的住在他里面。
And we truly abide in Him.
然后一段时间，果子就结出来。
And then after a period of time, the fruit is being bared.
啊，不是那种易朽坏的果子，是长存的果子，是不能朽坏的果子。
Not the fruit that will perish, but those who are everlasting, the fruit that will never be perish.
这个叫弟兄姊妹在一起，那个相爱的深度是更深的。
So then, when brothers and sisters are together, there is more depth of loving one another.
如果在我们当中的每一个弟兄姊妹都被神的爱充满
，If each one of us here being filled by the love of God.
都被神的同在所充满
and being filled by the presence of God,
都与神有那个同住的实际
and have the reality of abiding together with God,
想一想这样的教会生活是个怎么样的生活
and think about it, what kind of church life would this be?
这种相爱是个什么相爱
and what kind of loving one another this shall be?
所以主要我们最主为我们祷告在约翰十七章说他要我们能够合而为一，像他与天父合而为一一样。
So Lord, pray for us in John 17 that He would like us to be gathering one, just like Him is one with the Father.
如果圣灵在我们身上没有权柄
，If there is no authority of the Holy Spirit upon us，
如果我们不能让神在我们身上做引导、做启示或者做更新变化的工作
，If we cannot let Lord do the work of guidance or reunion work and revelation work on us，
就是我们跟主的交通还不能进到神儿子与天父的交通的实际
，And also our fellowship with the Lord cannot yet reach the reality of our Lord's fellowship with the Father。
约翰福音十七章的主的祷告，那个成就就还需要再等。
Then the prayer result, the fulfillment of the prayer result for John 17, our Lord's prayer, still have to wait.
但是如果我们愿意把自己交给主，让主在我们生命中作王掌权。
But if we are willing to offer ourselves unto the Lord and let Lord be the King among us,
求主除去我们跟他那个不正常关系的障碍。
Pray the Lord remove all the obstacles of our relationship with him that are abnormal.
我们每一个人先跟主恢复正常的关系。
Then each one of us first revive our relationship with the Lord.
主就叫我们能够逐渐进到我们的合一，就像他与天父的合一一样。
Then Lord will help us to enter in the same oneness as Him and the Father.
这同时也是带进生命的成熟。
And at the same time, it brings in the maturity of life.
我想，这是我们需要在主面前思考的。
I think this is something we have to think before the Lord.
羔羊的脚中是有目的的。
The footsteps of the Lamb has a purpose.
羔羊的脚中是为着神永远的心意的。
The footsteps of the Lamb is for God's eternal purpose.
神很乐意照顾我们地上的生活，但是神要借着我们地上的生活，把我们带进到他永远的丰富里面。
God is very willing to take care of our lives on earth, but He would like to use our lives on earth to bring us enter into His eternal riches.
我们有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话都交回到你的宝血底下。
Lord, we offered up those words back into Your precious blood.
我们也求你圣灵赐给我们回头的亮光。
And we also pray Your Holy Spirit give us light as we look back on those words.
如果有什么话是我们值得再去思考的。
If there are any words we should meditate again.
求你亲自赐给我们。
Do pray that you give them to us.
叫我们在当中得益处。
So we can gain much.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.